Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We are Big JD and
Lippo. That's me.
That's him.
Welcome and over there, there's Big JD.
Welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
On this beautiful, bright fall Thursday morning.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, okay. It's nice out.
He's mind reading again. Or not mind reading. Future telling.
Well, everybody else does it.
What do you call that when you can tell the future?
A fortune teller.
There you go.
Fortune.
Well, no, not necessarily. That's not future. When you can see things in the future, that's not fortune.
It's your fortune. It would be a very...
For somebody, I guess. Yeah. That's a whole other show. Fortune telling, hey?
Okay, let me write it down.
He's got to get it in his...
Evernote book.
Evernote. You still use Evernote, eh?
Yeah.
I've never once used Evernote ever since I've had it on my iPhone or anything.
How come?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's all... partially, probably. It's got a little bit to do with me and the cloud thing, remember? Keeping notes in the cloud, although that kind of stuff I would keep in there. But there's so many ways to do it now. I mean, I can use Dropbox. I can use Evernote. I can use Pages in the cloud. I can use Simple Text. Like, there's a million things that you can do now, like, to retrieve that information
sure.
and have it available.
And Evernote was
everywhere.
One of the first ones, and they just constantly update the program just to make it that little bit better. They try to...
I know it's very full-featured, even audio notes and everything, right?
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to talk about that sometime because I...
And it's got OCR besides. Like, so if you take a picture of something, of a sign, I don't remember that information.
Take a picture of receipts.
And it'll read the information on the receipt.
And be searchable.
And then be searchable, yeah. So you can know that I bought something at Best Buy, and where is that receipt? So you just look for receipt, Best Buy, and boom, it's right there.
It is pretty amazing, and I really got to revisit that at some point in time.
Revisit
Evernote, yeah. It's pretty cool, actually. We have to, that's another show, I think, software and software innovation. You know what I mean? Talking about apps and software and things like that, because those are the kinds of things now that we use constantly. I mean, that might even be something for Tech Talk, unless you have Tech Talk today. But innovations in software, I mean, we use that in our everyday lives. I mean, people are doing their banking locally with like Quicken and things like that, which retrieves all your banking information so you can do everything locally, and then it, you know, talks with the servers and whatnot. But I mean, things like that or... other business software and things that we use all the time. I mean, my company OMS is accepting credit card now, and I do it all with my iPhone and iPad. So it's
you
pretty
have
amazing.
I can swipe.
That's for US, and I have GoPayment, which is through Intuit here.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty amazing.
So it just plugs into the headphone jack, or
they do? Yeah, I prefer to key things in because of the fact that my cases and not everything fits to plug in the swipes, which I don't have to use. But there's usually a small fee attached to actually keying it in by hand.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
This little piece of news here was that the Windsor International Airport had its first open house.
Cool.
How does that happen? The first open house? It's been there for years. How come they took so long?
Well,
just now they feel that they have a need to let people in. And I think they scrambled for an event probably because of the fact that the air show was canceled or whatever happened with it.
The air show's canceled?
Well, I mean, they didn't have the, what was it, the snowballs that come every year? No, the snowbirds?
Snowbirds,
Was that what was canceled? I don't think they came here this year.
Oh, is that right?
No, they didn't.
I'm sorry, I wasn't up on that. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they were looking for maybe something to do and decided to have an open house, which, I mean, I think it's cool. But I mean, why wait so long? I mean, they've had there's been no changes there at the airport in years, probably. Really, you know what I mean?
I think they were doing some construction there.
Yeah, they have a new hangar there. So I don't know, like, how exciting that is to look
around, except for planes, way out there, isn't it?
The new hangar?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where it was built or anything, but I don't imagine it would be too far from everything else.
It is. The one I'm seeing being built when I drive down County Road 42 is like way out in the boonies.
And I know they had plane rides and things like that, which sold out right away, which is cool. I'm glad enough people still go out to the airport to do whatever, you know what I mean? Any kind of event that they would hold. And they want to make this an annual event now. Open house.
Could it not have been in conjunction with the air show? But since the air show got canceled, that doesn't mean you have to back off on the open house. You know what I mean? You could have an open house at an air show. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, which is something they probably should have thought about, in the past maybe. But they said that their idea to hold an open house came after the area's annual air show was canceled this year.
Oh.
And although Saturday's open house featured an air show.
There you go.
The recently built hangar was also a highlight. So,
if you're into flight, Aeronox is a ton of fun.
And CEO Frederica Nazzani said she hopes that this is going to become an annual event, and said she hopes the event will encourage young people in the community to consider a career in aviation.
Exactly.
Could you? How popular is a career in aviation when you come from Windsor, really, do you think?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I know that the University of Windsor is just now starting to offer a...
Pilot's license.
No, they have a... University of Windsor is pretty much known for their engineering program.
Sure.
So you can go to University of Windsor, and I don't know if it's Ford or Chrysler or whoever it is, but there's a research center there at the university in conjunction with the engineering department. Mm-hmm. And so what they've decided to do now is add on a aeronautics engineering degree.
Okay.
So you can learn how to be you'll know everything there is to know about flying. And in the fourth year, you actually get your license.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine who actually works at Chrysler's with me, he's been doing this for 20 years. He's got his instructor license, and he's going to be one of the teachers flying these students, getting their pilot license.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome for him, sure.
Yeah, because they would never have been able to do that in the past here, I guess, right? Really?
There was not that route. Yeah.
I mean, maybe some minor teaching or something, instruction. But
yeah, so you come out of there, and not only do you have your pilot license, but you have a degree as well. It's mostly foreigners coming over, like from India and China.
As he takes a swig of his ice water.
Yes.
What's the show on today?
We're going to talk about it's not a very...
Very popular topic, popular and fun topic.
No, it's not popular and fun at all.
No, it's not at all. Of course it's not.
But it's an issue that I just saw a billboard on the way into work, I think it was last week, about...
Buy a slave billboard.
Well, no, they know that this border is part of human trafficking. That's what we're going to talk about today. Is the human trafficking trade and how prevalent it is, even in the United States and Canada and a lot of Western countries.
Which more than anything is based on sexual exploitation and working.
Slaves.
Slaves, yeah.
Basically.
What's the name for that? When you, like slave labor and...
Slave labor,
there's
yeah.
another name, though, for bringing all the, you know, say, foreign people, Asian and
Chinese,
European
whatever,
people
yeah.
in for... To put them to work for such a, you know, a cheaper, no wage.
Right. Usually these people are...
There's another name for it, though. I can't think offhand what it is. But
maybe it'll come to you as we...
Forced labor. That's what I'm thinking of.
Forced labor.
Forced labor. Yeah.
They're just like lucky to be alive kind of thing.
As opposed to slave labor. I mean, I think it's so a little less politically correct, maybe slave labor as opposed to forced labor.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slavery is alive and well in the world.
Yeah, a lot of people probably tend to think of slavery as something a little bit different than modern day slavery, which, you know, pertaining more to forced labor type thing. You know,
right.
You start thinking of past historic type
slavery.
Things with
yeah.
slavery.
Because that was written right into the Constitution of the United States.
Isn't that stuff amazing? I don't know. I don't really get all that. You know what I mean?
Because what mindset was there?
Yeah, really. Because, I mean, these are all people. We're all human. I know. You know what I mean? It's really weird
how it could be put into someone's head that someone who has two legs and arms and a head and a...
You know, that anybody else is different, you know what I mean? Then, I don't know, man. That's a whole other show, too.
What would be the show?
Black History Month type thing or something like that.
So you want to talk about slavery, actually?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, when you're talking about the Constitution, that's kind of what we're talking about. I mean, there was other slaves as well. Italian immigrants, I think. There were other people that were...
Enslaved by Americans?
Yeah. And I've talked about it before, I think, on the show with one of the professors from the University of Windsor. And it's a little lesser known.
Yeah, I never knew anything
about
it.
But it's something that we had discussed. But yeah, that's a whole other show, man. That's craziness.
Yes, it is. And it basically back then was human
But trapping. Now it's, I think it's different. I mean, there was a particular mindset about that and about using people as slaves. And they... It was like they thought that was like normal or something. You know what I mean? For the ones who were enslaving. But now, I mean, for the kinds of things that we would be talking about, human trafficking and things like that, they know that that's wrong. You know what I mean? It's not something that you think they should be used for that, but they're exploiting them and for money and for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bringing in women for prostitution rings and... organized crime and different things like that, that's all a part of that. And then what's the other, the forced labor, you know what I mean? You know, you're bringing people in because they can work cheaper and that you can make more money. It's different than the mindset that was back then, probably of them just thinking that this race is different and they should be serving us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
they're just lucky to be alive and we're going to feed them whatever we want to feed them.
Yeah.
Beat them when we want to beat them.
But now with what we're talking about today on the show, human trafficking, I mean, that's like, you know, something that, the people that are doing it know that, you know, it's absolutely unlawful.
Yes. It's all done, under the cover of the night as we're bringing people in and depending on what area of the world you're actually talking about, like in Thailand, the human trafficking it basically entails, there's a lot of people who just want to get rid of their kids. They'll pay someone to get rid of their
kids.
There
must be places that's okay to do anyway, isn't it? I mean, they buy and sell people probably in some third world countries, don't they?
I don't think it's okay in any country.
Not okay, but I mean, isn't that part of their
socially acceptable?
I guess so.
And same with young girls as well. A lot of cultures believe that if you had a girl, you're kind of cursed, and if you can get rid of this girl somehow and, you know, let her live.
Here, Project Seclusion was prepared for the Immigration and Passport Branch as a national overview of human trafficking activities in an effort to identify the extent of organized crime involvement, transnational associations, source countries, as well as issues and challenges faced by law enforcement. And some of the key findings are recent convictions of human trafficking, mostly involving victims who are citizens and or permanent residents of Canada, trafficked for the purpose of sexual exploitation. And these are people that actually have their, you know, the residents of Canada, which is, I've kind of found odd that they weren't just, you know, shipped in and, you know, not actually citizens of Canada. Human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation has been mostly associated with organized prostitution occurring discreetly behind fronts like escort agencies and residential brothels.
Right. And they're brought in there and these girls don't know any other life usually. And it's not necessarily always girls either. Sometimes it's young boys as well.
True. Asian sex workers have been observed to travel interprovincially between Canadian cities and possibly to the U.S. to prostitute in body houses. B-A-W-D-Y.
That's so body.
That's body with a southern draw. Is it a draw or drawl?
It's a drawl.
A draw with an L.
Yeah, and another W.
That's as crazy as body is.
Exactly.
That's a whole other show. Do we have in the Evernotes here about the, Strange Words show or whatever? What would we call it before? We did one way in the past as a podcast, I think. Remember? About words? Weird words?
Weird
like bulb?
Words.
Isn't bulb odd? Funny?
And folk.
What?
Folk.
Oh, okay. They used to call me that in seminary. Never mind. So yeah, human. And then there's the whole forced labor thing. Does that go on in the city, do you think?
Yes. I don't think it's happening too much on the farms of rural Canada too much.
What about on the farms of rural Windsor?
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, I was just asking Lippo about forced labor here in the city, and here's something on that from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police website, and they state with this something else that we were just recently talking about was the Project Seclusion, and the RCMP has not identified organized crime involvement in human trafficking for labor exploitation. Labor trafficking investigations involved individuals or family units taking advantage and exploiting foreign workers for personal gain. But yes. I guess it's, I don't know, maybe they don't come across that as much as the sexual thing, I guess. I think for companies, you know what I mean? Companies that are doing that, there's more chance that you're going to get caught.
Of course.
In some way, you know what I mean? A business, a company, something like that, as opposed to, you know, something behind closed doors dealing in sexual exploitation, which is, I'm sure, big money.
Huge money.
I think we're in the wrong racket, I think. Musicians and radio people.
But, we're obviously not doing it for the money.
Now, if, say, we agreed to sell each other, how would that... if you agree, is it okay? If you want to be sold, is that all right?
No.
Is it legal in that?
I think it's...
Because prostitution is legal here now, isn't it? To some degree? How does that work?
How does that work?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to call somebody and find out? Can I?
Does Caesars have a body house?
A body house at Caesars? No.
Why even spell it A-W? Why didn't just say body? Because that's what it refers to anyways, pretty much, no?
I don't think
so. The human body? No,
I don't think so.
Oh, I guess it could be anything that's a house of some type of house any of ill repute.
Yes, exactly.
House of Bod.
.com. B-A-W-D. What?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it's to be... You be my pimp and I be your pimp kind of thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't know if that idea will work, but as far as these women go, I think it's their culture. They just think, I got to do whatever this guy tells me. They're thinking of actually surviving. You know, I need food and I need shelter, and this person is providing me with those things.
As right, long as and in that respect, they'd agree. But, I mean, that's like under duress, basically.
But they don't know if they can have it any better.
True, I guess, from coming from another country, possibly. But
that's what I'm thinking.
Doesn't everybody know how it is over here?
No. Do you know how it is over in China?
Well, I would imagine it's not as good as over here. Or at least that's what we think, because I haven't been to China, so.
China's like the hugest country there is, but I'm sure there's parts of China and India and, like, I'm thinking like Bangladesh and Pakistan and all these places. I'm sure there's places where people don't know any better.
I think my underwear were made in Bangladesh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, there's people there.
Or in part of them. The waistband, I think, or something.
And the waistband was made.
They get sent to America and then. They put the rest together.
They sew it together. I don't think so. Do you think clothes are still sewed?
The ones from Bangladesh, the hole in the front is sewn shut. So I don't know. They make them wrong or something. Maybe they're seconds.
Seconds. You can't go number one, but you can go number two as long as you pull them down, right?
Well, unless you wear them backwards.
Wear them backwards.
You're okay.
Did you ever wear underwear with a barn door in the back?
G-string backwards?
No.
No, I never did wear them with a barn door. Those are the kind that you tend to think those are the full long john type thing.
Right. You don't want to undo your whole deal.
But there's long johns, and then what's the full body one called?
Coveralls.
Now, that's on the outside. Underalls.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Miles Davis from Dr. Jekyll. You may as well sit back and relax, because this is a long one. Love for Sale on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
This week on Tech Talk, we're going to talk about Google.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
As you know, it was their, 13th, 14th birthday last week?
Yeah, 13th, 14th, give or take, a couple years.
No, give or take 1 year. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they've had a huge impact on our internet habits, I guess you'd say. But they don't only have an impact in that regard. They have an economic impact as well. Like, normally we don't like to talk about specific brands, but Google is like, it's ingrained in us now. Like, everybody, it's used as a verb. I don't know, Google it. Like, you know, and we're just saying, just look it up on the internet, basically. So we just say Google it. But Google said Monday it generated $80 billion for American businesses, website publishers, and nonprofits in 2011. In Nevada, for example, they raised $976 million, like almost $1 billion for the one state alone. And that's just through Google Ads and other initiatives that Google has with their web services.
We're in the wrong business, music and
radio. We are in
radio.
The wrong business, again, absolutely. Like, Google raised for all these people. Like, that's a huge impact on the state of Nevada. One company, $1 billion.
That's more than Caesars raises for the city.
Caesars Windsor? Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Does that still all go on? Is there still a casino here?
Yes, there is.
Okay. That's owned by the mayor, isn't it? Isn't he own the casino?
I think so, yeah. That's what it's called, isn't it? Eddie's Casino?
Fast Eddie's, remember that?
Fast
was that his? No, he wasn't president that long ago, was he?
No, I think he was working as a doughboy at his family's bakery.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a... What's his last
Eddie
name?
Eddie and the Pastries. Isn't that a band? Local band? No.
Okay. No, it's not. So the fact that Google's, just which is a search engine that sells ads, it's amazing the economic impact that it can have on the economy of North America.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week's quote or quip or what have you, to sin is a human business, to justify sins is a devilish business. That's from Leo Tolstoy.
He's the guy who wrote Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's he trying to say there? Don't lie. Don't be bad. And then you won't have to spin evil webs to...
The evil that men do.
The evil that men do.
Isn't there something else, though? The evil webs we weave or something like that?
There is something like that, yes.
Well, we can go figure that out.
Let's do it.
Because we're going to have some time between now and next week's show. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.